This is Jay Sekulow. The president's religion advisor is linked to an unindicted co-conspirator raising money for Hamas.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're expecting any day, could be any minute now, a decision from the U.S. District Court in Arizona on the immigration case. We brought to you yesterday information of what we're doing in Zimbabwe and Kenya. We've raised you the concern that Congressman Chris Smith has raised over U.S. taxpayer dollars funding, which is just incredible to me, abortion on demand and Sharia law in the Kenya Constitution. And Jordan, now we've got new information that is frankly unbelievable. And that new information is about an advisor linked to the president who was a group he was associated with is an unindicted co-conspirator because they're raising money for Hamas. And he's an official advisor to President Obama.
Yeah, he's a religion advisor to President Obama, and he has close ties to the group, the Islamic Society of North America, which has a mortgage on has the mortgages on 50% to 80%. That's the estimate of all the mosques in the United States. A Saudi-backed group. It was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land case involving funding of Hamas. Of course, he is. This is what he is. You know the. He's an advisory council on the faith-based and neighborhood partnerships. That was the faith-based initiative office under President Bush. So he's selected by President Obama. He's got ties to this organization. And then if you put it all together, this is all tied back to the Imam Rafe, behind the Ground Zero Mosque. But this is why I think, first of all, we haven't seen the president make any comments yet on this mosque. And if we were to see him make comments, he's got to be standing with his friends and advisors here, and he would say that he supports the mosque. I would think so, because these are all people very close to him.
But the idea that you'd have as one of your advisors a person that is affiliated with a group that is an unindicted co-conspirator with Hamas just seems absolutely unbelievable. Here's the question, folks. Are you surprised, or are you outraged, or what's your reaction to the fact that it is now being reported that the religion advisor, or one of the religion advisors, to President Obama has such close ties to a radical group that they were actually raising money for Hamas, and the group is an unindicted co-conspirator. And by the way, this advisor calls the president of that organization his president, so he's not denying it. This is exactly what, some people say, well, we're not surprised at all. We want to hear what you have to say about it. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Then you've got now the government, our government, giving full delegation status to the Palestinian Authority. That is now going on in France as well. And you wonder, folks, what is the agenda here? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we're taking your calls. All the lines are jamming up, but we'll be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. Now, folks, we've had a great response. Jordan, explain to everybody very quickly for Zimbabwe why it's important, as we're working on the Constitution down there, trying to keep the Sharia courts out, that we reach out to the humanitarian need of these kids who need to be fed and what we're doing about that.
Folks, you know, as we talk about all these issues here in Ground Zero Mosque and the issue involving the Imam, let's not forget what's happening around the world in the spread of a very radical version of Islam. And that's those spreading this are very smart. They come into the third world. They build schools, hospitals, they give food, shelter, and of course they provide the education, and their education is Islamic. What we are trying to do is to stop some of this spread by focusing in on humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe, where we have an office, the African Center for Law and Justice Zimbabwe. We want to take the feeding program that we do once a month for 300 orphans there to every week, and we can do it with your help. If you text ACLJ to 90999 for $10 donation, that's texting ACLJ to 90999 or donating online at ACLJ.org.
With its global outreach, the American Center for Law and Justice is touching lives, making a real difference in countries around the globe, especially in the African nation of Zimbabwe. Through the African Center for Law and Justice, we're working with Christians in Zimbabwe as the government there seeks input from citizens on creating a new constitution for their country. Whether it's legal help protecting the rights of Christians to express their faith and beliefs without persecution, or even meeting the most basic of needs, the ACLJ is there. Now, you can really make a difference. Join the ACLJ in its humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe. Your generous giving will go to support an orphanage in Zimbabwe, providing much-needed meals, clothes, and shelter. There are two ways to give, one through the ACLJ website at aclj.org, the other through your mobile phone. Just text the letters ACLJ to the number 90999 to give $10. Reply with yes to complete your one-time $10 gift. Help Zimbabwe now. Thank you. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ. Wireless phone service provided by Affinity 4. That's because when you sign up, the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, with low rates starting at $29.99 per month, you get a wide selection of popular phones and flexible and affordable calling plans. Wireless phone service, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include roadside assistance, insurance, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services now, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501, or online at aclj.org/benefits.
Taxpayer money, dollars, are going to fight for a constitution in Kenya, which, by the way, violates federal law because the government's not, our government's not supposed to be doing that, interfering with the constitutional process there. Nevertheless, they are. That, of course, enshrines Sharia law and Qadi courts, actually Islamic courts, into the constitution in Kenya. It also enshrines the right to abortion. We've got offices in Kenya. We're fighting that aggressively, and I mean really aggressively. We're doing the same in Zimbabwe, where we're working on constitutional reforms there. And as Jordan mentioned, we're also trying to feed these young kids, because that helps us reach out to the community so that we're accepted by the community and we're meeting the needs of these young kids. We do it once a month. We want to do it every week. It's $3.33 a meal, folks. It's not expensive. It's just we need to help these kids out, and we're working aggressively in Africa, and we're looking at expanding in Africa. Here's what we want you to do. It's very, very simple. Just text ACLJ to 90999. Many of you did that yesterday. Text ACLJ to 90999. You'll donate $10. You'll get a confirmation back. You type, you send back yes. It's confirmed. You could do that up to four times. You can also donate online at aclj.org. And you're helping us help these kids. And as Pam said yesterday, that's how we're able to do this work down there and work on these constitutional issues, as we're also meeting humanitarian needs. And if you want to call in your donation and put it on your credit card, you could do that as well at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 2255, but the two easiest ways are aclj.org or simply text ACLJ to 90999. Let's go right to the phones. The religion advisor to the president, close ties to a radical group that an unindicted co-conspirator raising money for Hamas. What a shock. Are you surprised about that? I'm not. Let's go to the phones.
Tom's calling from Florida on line three. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm glad to hear you're not shocked. I mean, I was kind of shocked to see a president of our country sworn in without the use of a Bible.
Well, he was sworn in on the Bible.
No. When you redo it at the White House, that makes the first one null and void.
No, that was the reason it was done over at the White House was as there was the complete oath according to the Constitution wasn't given. That's the reason that was done. But here's what you've got. You've got a situation right now where, in essence, and Jordan, I think this is pointing out, there is an agenda going on here, and you've got to look at what the agenda is. Why do you bow down to the Saudi prince? Why do you have this outreach? Why do you make that famous statement that we're – I played this before, folks, but it goes back to this statement at the University of Cairo.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population – we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
There you go. And this kind of part and parcel, Jordan, of where this agenda is going.
Absolutely right. I don't think we need to get into conspiracies, other theories. Let's just read out the facts of what's happening in Washington, D.C. The people behind this mosque are tied to President Obama directly. They are unindicted conspirators in the Holy Land case, which was a funding of Hamas. We, as the United States and the European, recognize Hamas as a terrorist organization. Today, they threaten Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of the PLO from the West Bank for getting into any negotiations with the United with Israel on peace. Of course, they don't use the term Israel. They just say the Zionist enemy is what Hamas calls them. These are the guys behind the Ground Zero Mosque. They're tied to Hamas. The Palestinian Liberation Organization, the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, the whole controversy here with the flag that's now being able to fly outside of their consular office, that's not radical enough for these guys, the Palestinian Authority. They're the enemy too. I mean, if Hamas could, they would overthrow the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. But because of U.S. military, Israeli military protecting much of the West Bank, Hamas hasn't been able to do that yet. But these guys, Amon Roth, this advisor to President Obama, they're the Hamas supporters. They won't call Hamas terrorists. They're on their side. That's why they're unindicted co-conspirators.
By the way, we have filed our initial documents in New York. There's going to be a whole series of hearings, though, folks. This is phase one. I was on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast yesterday debating Michael Gross on this. We're going to play that in the last segment of the program in the second half hour today. So you're going to want to, by the way, if you don't get the full hour, just go to ACLJ.org. You can pick up the full hour there. We're going to play a segment of that for you, give you a sense of what was going on there. But this is part and parcel, as Jordan just said, of a strategy. This isn't unintentional consequences. This is an intentional strategy that's being implemented right now. So, but we encourage you, by the way, go to ACLJ.org. We've got a host of information on all these topics posted. And in our video section, we've got my interview and debate with Michael Gross, Jordan's interview on Russian television, and another interview that he did on Fox. So we're hitting the media as well and dealing with all of this as it develops. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Ronnie's calling from Maryland on line three. Ronnie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, guys. I don't want to question his Christianity, but he's kind of excommunicated our country. It's showing that he has sympathizes with radical Muslim beliefs, and I just don't want any more selling out.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You know, that apology tour that he initially started with, I think, was part and parcel of the problem here. And the radical element of the agenda is not just in this situation with Islam. You look at it in the economic situation. How much more radical can it be than taking over, you know, 50% of the economy, taking over healthcare? These are all intentional acts. Suing Arizona on the immigration issue rather than helping Arizona meet a huge crisis, that's part and parcel, again, of this overall agenda. This knee-jerk reaction to what happens when, look, elections have consequences. This is one of those consequences, and that's the nature of what we're dealing with now. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you again, folks. We have been talking about the situation in Zimbabwe and Kenya. We've got lawyers dispatched to those offices there. We've got full-time offices there. But we really need your help in Zimbabwe. We rarely do this. We rarely do an ask on air, but this is to help feed these young kids. That helps us meet the humanitarian needs while we're handling the legal issues at the same time. So we just want you to text ACLJ to 90999. It's a $10 donation. That's basically three meals, by the way, for these kids. So we encourage you to do that. You could do that up to four times, so you could actually contribute over the course of four times, which would be $40. But it's $10 every time you do it. Just text ACLJ to 90999. You're going to get a confirmation text. Just send back and say yes, and you can actually make the donation that way on your phone. Our mobile giving's been activated. Or you can go to ACLJ.org. That's a very simple way to do it, too, and donate online. Or call us at 877-989-2255 to help us out in Zimbabwe. We really could use your help. Let's go right back to our phones.
Yep, lots of Mary Ellen's calling from Illinois on line two. Mary Ellen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. My question is this. Yesterday, I understand that in Washington, D.C., the Palestinian flag was allowed to now fly, whereas, and I think it means something in terms of symbolism of our government with the Palestinians, but I thought...
Well, it's more than that. It is actually a form of recognition, not official recognition, but they also want to call themselves the General Delegation of the PLO. That's part and parcel, again, of what they're trying to do here. That's part of the agenda. They are trying to normalize their view of their governance. Now, remember, you got to understand in the Middle East, the PLO only stronghold, and it's barely a stronghold, is in the West Bank. They have no control over Gaza, which is also part of the Palestinian territory, because Hamas controls that one, which is where this advisor to the president has got his connections. And that's really the problem here, Jordan, is we're allowing the PLO to fly a flag and give them, you know, semi-official recognition, and they're not even the valid government.
Absolutely right. This is the United States government. We have not changed our relations. There were reports that we've changed relations, that they now had more immunity. That was not true, and the State Department said, no, it's just about the flag. But it's all about saying, it's telling this government, which, by the way, has no real authority. Right, it's symbolism. A government which can barely keep control of the West Bank, lost control of the Gaza Strip to Hamas, and they're able to fly a flag which is basically meaningless in the sense that they have no political autonomy, they have no control over their own people, and without Israel, their Zionist enemy, quote-unquote, and the United States, all of those leaders from the Palestinian Authority would be being thrown off the tops of buildings like their friends were in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened here, folks. Remember, Israel pulled out of the Gaza pursuant to negotiations. Well, the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, under Mahmoud Abbas, thought they were going to be in control of the region. What happened? Jordan just said it. They were thrown, the Hamas threw the leadership off the top of buildings and took over the Gaza. So the PLO and the Palestinian Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Authority are not even in charge of their regions. And we work in the West Bank also, and I will tell you, their stronghold in the West Bank is not strong. Their control over the West Bank is tentative. And this creates a regional crisis that is significant. Now, I understand trying to get bilateral negotiations going. I don't think that's a bad idea, but you've got to at least have at first the recognition that part of your, quote, peace partner, the trilateral negotiations with Hamas, that would be absurd. Why? Because they don't think Israel has the right to exist. So negotiating with who here? Again, we're also expecting any moment now, we may get it today or tomorrow, and that's going to be a very direct response to the federal judge in Arizona is going to give the order on the immigration case. We are monitoring that. We'll keep you posted. Hey, we're getting ready to take a break. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Again, folks, we could use your help in Zimbabwe with feeding these kids. We're just going to do this for a few days. Just text ACLJ to 90999. You'll donate $10. That's going to go right to our team down there and help with the feeding. That's ACLJ to 90999. You could also just go to ACLJ.org and donate online. Or if you want to call us, you could do that as well at 877-989-2255. But let me encourage you with the mobile giving. Just go to text ACLJ to 90999 or donate online at ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more in a moment.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ. Wireless phone service provided by Affinity 4. That's because when you sign up, the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, with low rates starting at $29.99 per month, you get a wide selection of popular phones and flexible and affordable calling plans. Wireless phone service, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include roadside assistance, insurance, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services now, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501, or online at aclj.org/benefits. With its global outreach, the American Center for Law and Justice is touching lives, making a real difference in countries around the globe, especially in the African nation of Zimbabwe. Through the African Center for Law and Justice, we're working with Christians in Zimbabwe as the government there seeks input from citizens on creating a new constitution for their country. Whether it's legal help protecting the rights of Christians to express their faith and beliefs without persecution, or even meeting the most basic of needs, the ACLJ is there. Now, you can really make a difference. Join the ACLJ. ACLJ in its humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe. Your generous giving will go to support an orphanage in Zimbabwe, providing much-needed meals, clothes, and shelter. There are two ways to give, one through the ACLJ website at aclj.org, the other through your mobile phone. Just text the letters ACLJ to the number 90999 to give $10. Reply with yes to complete your one-time $10 gift. Help Zimbabwe now. Thank you. Because this is Africa.
You know, yesterday we had on some of the team from Zimbabwe talking to you about what's going on down there. And Jordan, why don't you quickly explain to everybody what we're doing both in Kenya, Zimbabwe, maybe now in Cameroon as we're, because it is this, it ties into this Islamic mosque in New York. I mean, it's all related.
Sure.
And you're trying to stand with the church here and the Christians that want constitutional reform that's legitimate, not illegitimate.
That's right. You know, as throughout history, as Africa, as you had the European governments involved in the colonialism, and of course, still countries that are, you know, that are newly independent as of the last 16 years, like South Africa with apartheid, you did have lots of missions groups. The Catholic Church was very strong throughout Africa. The Anglican Church was very strong throughout Africa as well, depending on which country was where. So they set up lots of schools. When colonialism began to fall and the world recognized the problems of these systems of government all the way through apartheid and there was independence, the churches stayed around for a long time. And so many African leaders in the government on both, you know, any kind of parties were educated in Catholic schools, Anglican schools, religious schools, religious institutions. There's been a drive now where many of these schools, for economic reasons or security concerns, have been closing. They just have not been able to take care of the children that they were able to take care of before. And who's come in? It's the Islamic community. So in Kenya, where 75% of the population is Christian, you're going in not just into big cities like Nairobi, not just into the coastal area, which has been Muslim for most of Kenya's history, close to Ethiopia, Somalia, the borders there and people coming down, but also interior cities and smaller cities where right next to the church, there's a gigantic mosque with free education if you let us tell your kids about our version of Islam. And much of it is very radical, coming in sponsored by Saudi Arabia. I can give an example in Zimbabwe, and I don't want to say exactly where, but there's a university there. The university's got economic issues. Of course, it was shut down for 2 years during some turmoil in Zimbabwe, and it's in disrepair. And a Saudi sheikh came, and I heard this from an administrator there, and said, or prince there, and said, if you let me take this chapel and convert it into a mosque, I'll redo the entire program. I'll pay for the entire campus to be redone. So they're doing it in a very smart way with the humanitarian outreach, because they know if you feed, this is how Hamas took over. This is how Hezbollah took over southern Lebanon. If you feed the children, if you provide health care, and you provide education, you can take over demographically. And I think we have to wake up. We can't just play nicey-nice anymore on this issue. So we can't just fund organizations, pay for food, and the UN does a lot of this, but not come with an ideology. We have to counter what they're doing, which is when you have the kids sitting down, I mean, the great program about our program in Zimbabwe is they're learning about Israel in a positive way. I mean, these kids who are orphans, who have hardly anything, are learning about Israel from the people there, and we've got, you know, video footage of that, and that's what needs to be instilled. You can't just give money and food anymore without bringing an ideology. That's how you got to combat the other side.
Well, we want to do that, folks, and here's an easy way for you to do it. We need your help on this. We're just going to be doing this for a few days. We're trying to raise money. We're talking about $3.33 per meal. So all you've got to do simply is just text ACLJ to 90999. You can do that up to four times. You'll get a confirmation. You send back. It says yes. And that's a $10 donation through our mobile giving. So just text ACLJ to 90999 or go to aclj.org. You can donate online as well. Or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to help out the kids in Zimbabwe, which, as Jordan said, that helps us get our message in there in a very positive and direct way. So again, text ACLJ to 90999. Let's go right back to the phones. Remember, folks, we're going to be here for a full 30 more minutes. So if you've got calls and questions, just call us at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The lines are jammed right now. They'll open up in a few minutes. If you don't get the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, simply go to aclj.org. You can listen online. Who do we have next?
John's calling from Arkansas on line 3. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, both
sure.
and Jay there. I looked at it, and I was brought up, if you have a problem, step back and take another look at it. And I'm looking at this Arizona. Why don't they want Arizona to help them? Because that is a way for illegals, and I'm not talking the Hispanic population. We're talking other people to integrate into our country.
Well, you know, it's been reported, and I'm sure you've seen it, John, that there is actually cell groups from Al-Qaeda operating on the border. That is a fact. And that's part of why the United States has failed, and it's not just this administration. This has been a significant problem. But the real problem is that rather than helping out the folks in Arizona, they're suing Arizona. So the resources that could be used to enforce the law and protect the citizens in Arizona is actually being utilized to have to fight a lawsuit, which we filed a brief on, which, by the way, was cited by the state of Arizona as well, the brief that we filed. So we're expecting that decision could even come to this afternoon. Law's supposed to go into effect Thursday. We will keep you posted on that. We're monitoring it very, very carefully. But, yes, it is a significant problem with significant issues, and we're on top of the situation. Thanks for the call, John. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. Again, we're going to be here for another 30 minutes. That's 800-684-3110. I'm going to be on Megyn Kelly's television broadcast today on Fox News talking about the situation with these leaking of internal documents from the Department of Defense. It's creating creating quite a stir right now, as you can imagine, and it's a very, very serious situation. We're monitoring that for you as well, and I'll be on the air with her this afternoon. So, again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. We'll be here for another 30 minutes. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's try to get one more call before the break.
Here. I'm actually going to be, too, on Al Jazeera talking about Islamic. This is on Al Jazeera. Qadi's courts, Islamic courts in the proposed constitution of Kenya. We'll get that posted. It's up today at 2 p.m. Eastern time. The Al Jazeera interview I did yesterday will be airing if you get Al Jazeera. You can also watch it online at their website, Al Jazeera English. But also, we'll post it. It's directly about what we're talking about here with why the humanitarian outreach has to be done along with the legal work. Christine is calling from California on line 6. Christine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question, but the comment was you wanted to know how people were feeling. Enraged is an understatement. I've gone past that to, I don't know if you guys are familiar, when somebody gets really upset, they get past the enraged point to the point where they're really calm.
You know, it's the calm before the storm usually. And listen, I understand, you know, the frustration level here. We get, understand what we do in the morning. We get up really early. And my wife Pam goes through, I mean, 5 or 6 newspapers. I'm online. Our staff starts pulling news together at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. We're being briefed all morning. And you see these things. And when this piece hit about the advisor to the president today, you say to yourself, how could this possibly be? Because you want to – listen, we're Americans. We want the best for our country. And it's staggering, Jordan, when you start seeing this stuff.
Absolutely right. And we look at the information here and the people associated with it. It's not like President Obama's coming out and saying, well, we found this out about this person, so we're getting rid of them. It's just silence. It's just you don't hear anything from this administration. And when they're asked about it, you know, you're called a racist or intolerant or, you know, or bigoted. That's the terminology here. And people are afraid to take a stand. But you know what? We've got enough information now, enough facts on the table. No conspiracy theories anymore. Let's just say the truth. The truth is he's got people that are involved with groups which are unindicted terrorist co-conspirators leading his advisory panel on the faith-based initiative.
Which tells you exactly where the agenda is. Our phone lines are open for you. We're here for another half hour. They're jammed right now. They'll open up in a few minutes. 800-684-3110. Remember, help us in Zimbabwe, Africa. That number, very simply, just text ACLJ to 90999. You can donate online through mobile giving. That's text ACLJ to 90999. You can also donate online at ACLJ.org. Or simply call us at 877-989-2255. But the best way is just text ACLJ to 90999. Back with your calls in the next moment.
Join the ACLJ in its humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe. Your generous giving will go to support an orphanage in Zimbabwe, providing much-needed meals, clothes, and shelter. There are two ways to give, one through the ACLJ website at aclj.org, the other through your mobile phone. Just text the letters ACLJ to the number 90999 to give $10. Reply with yes to complete your one-time $10 gift. Help Zimbabwe now. Thank you.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
So get an idea of the scope of the work at the American Center for Law and Justice and International Affiliates. We filed the brief in Arizona on behalf of 81 members of Congress. Filed a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. against the health care bill. That's all in the last month. We're representing, defending a pro-life individual in Texas on a matter there. Defending pro-life medical professionals throughout the country. New lawsuits being filed just in the last few weeks. All of that going on. Just filed the National Day of Prayer brief. And then in Kenya and Zimbabwe, we're fighting for constitutional reforms to make sure that Sharia law and Qadi courts, which are the Islamic courts, don't become part of their constitution. We're making sure that freedom and liberty is protected, including life. And these are predominantly Christian countries that and they have very conservative values that all of a sudden are being placed in jeopardy because of the growth of Islam. Then we've got the mosque situation in New York that we're handling. I'm about to go overseas on a couple of major trips, including back to Israel, getting ready for the next phase of this International Criminal Court matter. So as you could tell, these cases are significant. We're advising parents yesterday on a student that was reprimanded by his teacher, the teacher giving very anti-American statements in the classroom. This tells you the scope and breadth of what we're doing at the ACLJ. And if you want more information about the work of the American Center for Law and Justice, easy way to do it is aclj.org. We're also in a matching challenge online, so if you donate online, anything you donate is doubled. And as we mentioned earlier, we are raising money for our folks and friends in Zimbabwe to help them on a feeding program that helps us do our legal work as well. Simply text ACLJ to 90999. We're going to go right back to the phones. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Dell's calling from Arizona on line one. Dell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dell.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Say, I've said this many times, but I have to open up saying this. I appreciate, just like the rest of your listeners, we appreciate you and what you're doing for us.
Thank you.
I would like to say something with all sincerity, and it's meant respectfully, and I hope that the listeners, and you'll let it fly. But the only way I can sum this up for the American people to listen to is to say, our country needs an enema, starting with the White House.
Well, look. I understand the frustration level is high here. You're using metaphors as an example. And here's the problem. You do this through the legal process. You need an electoral process in place. And when you actually deal with the issue, and you actually develop a theory, then you've got to implement it in the ballot box. Because, folks, at the end of the day, elections have consequences. That's not just for Supreme Court nominees. That's across the board. That's policies. That's allowing what we're seeing develop throughout the world on our foreign policy. The elections have consequences. And, Jordan, we're paying for the consequences of an election. That's part of it.
So many people. When we were talking about President Obama, when he was Senator Obama during the election, he said, "This is not true. He's not going to, he's not going to implement pro-abortion health care. He's not tied to these radical Islamists, and he's not sympathetic to their cause. He's not anti-Israel. He doesn't want to raise taxes. He's not going to come out. He's immigration reform. He's not going to do amnesty. He's done everything, and he's tried to do as much as possible. Wants to cut off the tax, the Bush tax cuts. He's got his pro-abortion health care plan through. It's already paying for abortions in two states, folks. At least we've got the facts on him now for those who did not believe us before."
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And I think at the end of the day, the reality is now that we have to understand exactly what we have, and that is exactly what we have, and we have to deal with it through legislative analysis, through legal proceedings, globally, and, of course, domestically, and we're doing exactly that. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Yesterday I was on Sean Hannity's radio program debating the Ground Zero Mosque. That is getting to be a huge issue, not just in New York, but around the country. Michael Gross was my adversary. We're going to actually play a segment of that for you in the last segment of the broadcast today because we want you to hear it if you missed it. It was lively, to say the least, as I said to someone, another low-key appearance on Fox. I will be on Fox again on Megyn Kelly's program in just a little bit, actually, and Jordan's going to be on Al Jazeera. So talking about the Islamic issue, we're handling domestic and international issues on the media today and in courts around the country. Hey, folks, text ACLJ to 90999 to help us out in Zimbabwe. The $10 gift, that's again, text ACLJ to 90999 or donate online at ACLJ.org. Back with more in just a moment.
With its global outreach, the American Center for Law and Justice is touching lives, making a real difference in countries around the globe, especially in the African nation of Zimbabwe. Through the African Center for Law and Justice, we're working with Christians in Zimbabwe as the government there seeks input from citizens on creating a new constitution for their country. Whether it's legal help protecting the rights of Christians to express their faith and beliefs without persecution, or even meeting the most basic of needs, the ACLJ is there. Now, you can really make a difference. Join the ACLJ in its humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe. Your generous giving will go to support an orphanage in Zimbabwe, providing much-needed meals, clothes, and shelter. There are two ways to give, one through the ACLJ website at aclj.org, the other through your mobile phone. Just text the letters ACLJ to the number 90999 to give $10. Reply with yes to complete your one-time $10 gift. Help Zimbabwe now. Thank you. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ. Wireless phone service provided by Affinity 4. That's because when you sign up, the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, with low rates starting at $29.99 per month, you get a wide selection of popular phones and flexible and affordable calling plans. Wireless phone service, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include roadside assistance, insurance, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services now, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501 or online at aclj.org/benefits.
All right, so tomorrow, we've been dealing with Africa for the last 2 days and what we're doing globally on the Islamic threat. Tomorrow we go back, it looks like, to immigration because we're expecting that decision, folks, probably tomorrow. By the way, my guest on Thursday's program is great, John Schlitt, former lead singer for Petra. He is going around the world dealing with this issue. He and I had a fascinating political discussion on last week, and we were together in an event, and I wanted him to share some of his insights, too, on a lot of these issues we're talking about. You don't often get this from, you know, those that are in the arts, but he's got a real handle on the situation and a really good perspective. He travels the globe, so we're going to be joined by John Schlitt, former lead singer for Petra, on the broadcast on Thursday. Friday, Jordan and Than will be, I'm sure, giving the post-analysis, Jordan, on the lawsuit, because we expect the judge's decision probably tomorrow is what we're anticipating.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the law goes into effect Thursday. So if she's going to issue a preliminary injunction, I mean, it could come out anytime today, could come out anytime tomorrow. But to give people time, give the law enforcement time to decide if they, you know, if they're not able to implement it, at the latest it would be Wednesday. And when the law goes into effect on Thursday, if the judge does not issue a preliminary injunction, we'll be ready to discuss all of it on both Thursday and Friday.
So stay tuned for that. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Jordan?
David's calling from New Jersey on line 4. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
Yeah, hi. You know, we have a president who is best friends with Rashid Khalidi from the PLO. And he went to Israel during the political campaign. He was, you know, doing this photo op trying to tell Jewish voters that he's not anti-Israel. And then he sneaks over to Hamas, and he has this meeting where he tells them he's really on their side, and he just can't be open about it during the...
Well, you know, there's been reports that there's been even some back-channel, Jordan. I don't know if you've got the latest on this, but, David, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's been reports that there's been low-level communication, or I guess not top-level is the way to say it, from the State Department to Hamas.
I don't know
what
Egypt.
What is the confirmation on that? Is that now through Egypt? Is that what we found out?
Yeah, I think that what's happened is you've got these, you know, go-betweens, Tony Blair's quartet that's in Jerusalem working through these issues. So the U.S. would never directly speak to Hamas because we've identified them as terrorists, but we pass messages along and communications along, and this White House has been much more comfortable. I'd point this out. We know the ties to Rashid Khalidi, the audacity of hope. The truth is, many of these former PLO are
now... We need to let people
know
who that is. I mean, this is a guy that is doing the next boat to try to block the flotilla.
Yeah, he's one of
To try to block the flotilla, to create a flotilla to go through the blockade of Israel of Gaza, which is a legal blockade. I've said that multiple times. This is the primary funding guy. He's calling the boat the Audacity of Hope, which was, of course, President Obama's book, his biography. And this is a guy that's got very close relations to President Obama. And he, again, look who he's associating with, folks. I mean, this is, you know, is it guilt by association? It's guilt. It's not guilt by association. It's guilt by policy. And it's guilt by statements. And it's guilt by procedure. That's the guilt. And it's not a criminal guilt. It's a political guilt. And the cost of political guilt is maybe you don't get it reelected. Maybe you do. That's going to be up to the American people in a couple of years. And as the midterms approach, we'll see what the reaction is with Congress on this, too.
Let's go back to the phones. Dave's calling from Colorado on line two. Dave, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, guys. I got kind of a sensitive question. I guess there's a lot of us that believe that this president is more, it seems as though he's not as big a supporter of the United States as he is. It's almost like he's set against...
Well, he's redefining what the United States... It's not just, you know, change for the sake of change. It's not just a change in some direction. It's a redefining of... I think your phrase is right. It's a redefining of America values and what America stands for. And when you start apologizing for our liberty and you are embarrassed by America's exceptionalism, that we think we have the best system in the world, and that sounds to the president egotistical... That's the problem. It's redefining who we are as a people, and that's the concern for the country. That should be the concern anyways.
Absolutely right. Let's go back to the phones again, take another phone call. Ray is calling from California on line one. Ray, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ray.
Oh, hey, thanks. Along with what you're saying and redefining the U.S., what's going on in Kenya with the Christian church stepping out, the education and training the kids are using Muslim and the abortion agenda, too. It's same here, I believe, in the U.S., where our education, our Christian leaders are not training Americans of this agenda.
Well, I will tell you, in Kenya, the church is on fire on this issue in a good way. I mean, Jordan, you've been down there multiple times.
Sure.
You need to tell Ray to rest assured they are working in Kenya.
It is true, but Ray is correct to a point, and it's exactly what's happening here in the U.S., many of these religious groups did not respond early enough when the process started, when the church schools started closing. I'm not talking about the church in Kenya and the Christian churches that are independent there, but when the Anglican schools and the Catholic schools were not as important as they were or weren't able to meet the needs of as these huge populations just exploded throughout Africa, that the church wasn't immediate. And that was some of the Western church's fault, but also even in Kenya where people were now, everyone has been woken up. And you hope that kind of wake-up call is happening here when we put things on display like the Ground Zero Mosque and who's behind it and Sharia law. Because in Kenya now they have Sharia courts in the proposed constitution. In Zimbabwe they're worried about a complete demographic change, religious demographic change in 10 years. From 80% Christian to 80% Muslim. This is just the reality of what's happening in Africa, and it's exactly the same model that the Islamic community is going to try to follow here. You give a people who are less religious, who are looking for something to believe in, you provide education, food, and clothing, and we've got economic trouble in the United States now, and this is when they look to spread.
And the church is speaking out, though, and I think that there has been a slow reaction. I think Jordan's right, but at least in Kenya, I will tell you, Jordan, you need it. We've had Mark Karaoke on and some of the bishops. They are very, very engaged in this completely.
Yeah, and they risk their lives. I mean, we got bombs going off at rallies that our team is participating in. There are people being killed because of their views of the Constitution. So absolutely, there are leaders now who are ready to take a charge, to take a stand, and put it on the line. And that's happening across Africa. But it's because of our support. And this is what this Al Jazeera interview that I did yesterday, which is airing today with Riz Khan, is he asked, which everyone is asking, is it really appropriate for U.S. groups to be involved there? They need our support economically. They're willing to put their lives on the line. It's not me. I'm not having to speak at the rally. They're willing to go because it's their country. Just like we're taking a stand against the mosque here, they're taking a stand against issues in the Constitution in their country, but they need the economic empowerment, and we're able to provide that because of all of you who are listening to this broadcast who support the ACLJ and our global efforts.
And we're going to continue to do that, and that's part of it. Again, if you want to help us in Zimbabwe, just text ACLJ to 90999 or go online to ACLJ.org. But if you text ACLJ to 90999, you'll get a confirmation back. You click back and say yes, you can donate $10. You can do that up to four times for a $40 donation. By the way, that feeds a lot of kids, and that helps us get the legal work on this done as well. As I said, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
William Johnson's calling from California, online 5. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
I have a question about Arizona.
Sure. Yes, sir.
It's against the law to sue the government where people can't. So I'm trying to figure out how in the world are they able to sue Arizona?
Well, lawsuits can be brought against the government, especially when the federal government's suing the state government. You're talking about what's called immunity. Here you've got a situation where the federal government has sued. Remember, the allegation was going to be it was a violation of civil rights, the Arizona law. Of course, that ended up being absolutely incorrect. There was no civil rights violation whatsoever, no allegation of civil rights violation in the entire complaint. Then Attorney General Holder said, well, I may file an amended complaint and add that, and that never happened. It's strictly a question of the Department of Justice is trying to stop Arizona from defending itself. We're going to get that decision probably today or tomorrow morning. We will have a full analysis for you on the broadcast as soon as we get it up and out, and we're going to get it up on the internet immediately. So keep posted at aclj.org. We'll have a lot of information there for you, and we will keep you posted on that. Let's try to get one more call quickly before the break here.
Olivia is calling from Virginia, online 6. Olivia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Olivia.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question, or I'm wondering, where are the Republican senators who are not calling President Obama on this advisor of his?
I expect that this is information just broken the last couple of hours. Jordan, I expect that there's going to be a lot of questions being asked in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Absolutely right. And as we get this information as it comes in, everyone wants to know. But see, this is what the game's here, this unindicted co-conspirator. The Obama team is bought into, well, they weren't really terrorists because they were unindicted, meaning there wasn't enough evidence to convict them for terrorism, which is very difficult to do. It's not easy to convict someone of high crimes, misdemeanor, treason, basically, against your country. So these unindicted co-conspirator groups. And the Obama administration has embraced this organization, speaking at their events, putting up booths at their events here in Washington, D.C. So they're not backing away from them.
They're not going to back away from them because, again, this is the agenda. Folks, we'll be taking a break. More of your calls when we come back. We're going to play an interview, a debate that I participated in yesterday on Sean Hannity's program, so you're going to want to listen to that. Again, if you want to help us out in Zimbabwe, just go to ACLJ.org or simply text to 90999. Just text ACLJ to 90999. You can make a $10 donation. You'll get a confirmation right back. Just click and say yes. And you can do that up to four times and donate up to $40. But everything helps. Again, ACLJ to 90999 or 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ. Wireless phone service provided by Affinity 4. That's because when you sign up, the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, with low rates starting at $29.99 per month, you get a wide selection of popular phones and flexible and affordable calling plans. Wireless phone service, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include roadside assistance, insurance, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services now, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501, or online at aclj.org/benefits. With its global outreach, the American Center for Law and Justice is touching lives, making a real difference in countries around the globe, especially in the African nation of Zimbabwe. Through the African Center for Law and Justice, we're working with Christians in Zimbabwe as the government there seeks input from citizens on creating a new constitution for their country. Whether it's legal help protecting the rights of Christians to express their faith and beliefs without persecution, or even meeting the most basic of needs, the ACLJ is there. Now, you can really make a difference. Join the ACLJ in its humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe. Your generous giving will go to support an orphanage in Zimbabwe, providing much-needed meals, clothes, and shelter. There are two ways to give, one through the ACLJ website at aclj.org, the other through your mobile phone. Just text the letters ACLJ to the number 90999 to give $10. Reply with yes to complete your one-time $10 gift. Help Zimbabwe now. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We had a very unique opportunity yesterday, and that was a debate. It was a follow-up, really, from a debate that I did on Sean Hannity's television broadcast. And this was a follow-up to that, and it was on Sean Hannity's radio program. Jordan, this issue of the Ground Zero Mosque continuing to garner a lot of interest and a lot of people starting to speak out on it.
That's absolutely right. And as we bring this issue up and bring it to the forefront, now we've got, you know, people like Sean Hannity, Sarah Palin, Newt Gingrich, and others outside of New York getting involved in this matter because they realize, as we've said, that this fight is far from over. It's just beginning.
All right, let's take a listen to this interview.
And I'm asking you, do you have any problem with people advocating and advancing the idea that America should become Sharia compliant?
Okay, your next
president. No, answer this. Come on.
I'm answering you now.
Finally.
The next president is probably going to be a Mormon. He's got ideas about women. Oh. He's got ideas about Jesus. He's got ideas about the rights that are different from
well, how does Latter-day Saints philosophy
be the president of the United States?
Do you see are the LDS calling for the overthrow of the United States
and the
implementation of their doctrine over the Constitution and the implementation of their doctrine over the Constitution? I don't think so.
The
LDS.
A religious organization?
You don't even know what LDS is, do you?
The Latter-day Saints? I thought you said SDS. I'm sorry. I thought you said that you're talking about Latter-day Saints. Of course not.
Well, and that's the difference. Of course not.
That calls for the overthrow of the United States. How can you say that on a radio broadcast?
You want me to say it again? Radical Islamists are calling for the overthrow of the United States. I'll say it again. Any clearer than that? I can't say it any clearer. I'll say it again. Radical Islamists are calling for the overthrow of the United States.
What about radical? Radical Jews? Radical Christians, what does that have to do with
I don't know what a radical Jew or radical Christian is, but they're not overthrowing the United States. That I do know.
Well,
they're not trying to say that their law, they're not asking for a ecclesiastical court to rule instead of the instituted court system within the United States. How come the left, I don't understand this, Sean, how is it that these civil rights lawyers on the left, all of a sudden, women being abused under a court system is fine for them now because it's Muslims that they're involved with? How come all of a sudden there's no problems with church-state relations now as long as it's this group? I don't get how the left, with all the talk about civil rights and civil liberties, can go in lockstep with these guys. It's incomprehensible.
Try reading the Quran. Try understanding something about Islam before you
trust me,
it goes. Don't slander a religious faith because there are some maniacs, as there are in every religious faith.
Well, okay, can I ask you a question? Is a maniac somebody that says that the United States is an accomplice to the acts of 9/11? Is that a maniac?
is not, you know, that
there and I ask is it to you, Michael,
a,
is that a mania?
There is a narrative that says that the Americans want to eliminate Islam. You guys are fueling that narrative. That's what the people
are talking about. What are you talking about?
That we are, look, we got drones that are killing innocent Muslims every day.
Well, I don't think you think President Obama is having the Defense Department target innocent Muslims in Afghanistan? Do you really believe that?
No, but the point is,
well, you just said it.
Muslims in Afghanistan believe it, and you're fueling it.
Number one, you know, Michael, your argument I wouldn't say it borders on the absurd. It is absurd.
Will be peace. Bring us together.
Well, don't bring here. You want to bring people together? If I was here, bring people together. Don't build a mosque on the site of 9/11 any more than you would build a memorial to kamikaze pilots at the site of the Arizona in Pearl Harbor.
And I would build a synagogue, and I would build a church, and anything else that would bring people back together under one God. That's what we're supposed to have in this country. Instead of
all right, now let me go back to the fundamental flaw in this imam, because we're not talking about Islam, and we're not talking about the Quran. We're talking about radical Islam and radical views, and Sharia law, you have to admit, Michael, would subjugate women to a level that they would not have civil rights, which is totally and completely at odds with our Constitution. How do you justify that position? And answer the question specifically.
It's not going to be an issue. No, of course. We don't have Sharia law in the United States.
No, but the imam... Michael, I don't have a lot of time. Michael, the imam is advocating that America become Sharia compliant, which the consequences of would be the reality that women would lose their constitutional rights. And I'm trying to understand what part of that you don't understand.
I don't have to agree with it. Don't you remember?
You don't have to agree with it. So
when you were a schoolboy, I do not agree with your opinion, but I will fight to the death of your right to express it.
You keep turning this into a free speech. This isn't a free speech case. Nobody's saying the imam can't speak. You keep turning this into a First Amendment issue, and it's not. This is not you completely miscast what this is all about. It's about violations of
his opinion, man.
It's not, he could say whatever he wants as long as he's not calling for the violent overthrow of the United States, which that's another question.
Right.
Okay? Don't go by what's, you know,
He can say there should be Sharia law. He can say women should have less rights than men.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you get to build an edifice to it. There's a constitutional right to build a mosque on the site of Ground Zero where landing gear went through this building, and all of a sudden now you change all the landmark status regulations that are applied just because it's this guy? That's not the way the law is supposed to work.
Hey, look, the borough president knows the law of Manhattan.
We're going to find out if he does. We're going to find out, because if they violate the rules, I promise you we will be in court when they violate those rules. Guarantee it.
You will. You'll have us at war in the Crusades. You'll break us apart, and I don't feel like getting caught in the crossfire of a religious war. Get together, will you?
Well, let me ask you: how do you get together with people that want to subjugate women?
Oh, come on! Do you know how to get together? You get to learn each other's views.
Okay, so what do we do?
And then you explain,
explain. So how do you explain to Saudi Arabia where women can't drive and women can't be seen in public with men they're not related to, and women don't have rights under Sharia laws? In some cases, they get stoned to death for adultery. The men don't get the same thing; they have half the rights as men. So explain to me, how do you convince them that you're right?
You are really great at it. You should explain to them. Why
I'll explain
this is
it
a
to
problem
them.
To us.
Men and women have equal rights, and we shouldn't be subjugated.
That's really ridiculous. We're not going to do in this country.
You don't know about.
You don't do in your country.
You don't know.
We're going to adopt your oppressive.
Jay, he doesn't know Sharia law.
He has no clue. You know, Michael.
You don't have a clue.
All your talk about civil rights and civil rights and civil access and your agenda here. Obviously, you don't know what Sharia is, because I can't imagine for a moment you would be defending it if you knew what it was about. Because ask a former Islamist if they what they think of it. They're going to tell you not so great. And you can even ask, quote, moderate Muslims what they think of Sharia. Not so great. So the idea that somehow the Constitution of the United States of America can be subservient to Sharia law or compliant with Sharia law is dangerous and absurd.
Jay.
Well, that kind of gives you a taste of what's to come. Jordan, there's a couple of other moves ahead on this. We're expecting some decisions at this initial phase in the next couple of weeks. And then but it's a long battle ahead.
That's right. I mean, we're just at the commission stage where we're dealing with commissioners. This isn't in court yet, and we're prepared to take that step if we have to.
All right, folks, what we want to continue to do is we're raising money for our work in Zimbabwe, particularly reaching these young kids that need to be fed. That helps us also as we're working on the constitutional issues. We want you to text ACLJ to 90999. That's texting ACLJ to 90999. When you do that, you'll be making a $10 donation. You'll receive a confirmation back. You can do that up to four times, by the way. We heard from a lot of you yesterday. So again, simply text ACLJ to 90999. You can also donate online at aclj.org. We encourage you to do that to help out these young kids. We're trying to really get them fed while we're working on the constitutional issues. That'll do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Join the ACLJ in its humanitarian outreach in Zimbabwe. Your generous giving will go to support an orphanage in Zimbabwe, providing much-needed meals, clothes, and shelter. There are two ways to give, one through the ACLJ website at aclj.org, the other through your mobile phone. Just text the letters ACLJ to the number 90999 to give $10. Reply with yes to complete your one-time $10 gift. Help Zimbabwe now. Thank you.